Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Ready to Resist. This is a little different from your usual hypnosis, because resistance play is a fun game you can participate in when doing hypnosis. It's kind of complicated because on the one hand, you don't want to win. A lot of the enjoyment is into finally being pulled down. However, there's a lot of fun to be had when you get just enough resistance to feel that you were conquered or overcome somehow. The whole point is that it becomes a nice feeling of being overwhelmed with relaxation or trance or whatever the hypnosis itself is aiming for. And you can play this in many ways. Something as simple as trying to keep your eyes open is a fun way to participate. For you, who knows what you're trying to resist today? There is, however, one tiny little problem. To resist, I have to start. Because if I don't begin hypnotizing you and using my words and my sentences in ways that catch your fascination, then you don't have anything to resist, because you cannot resist what isn't there. So in a way, you're ready to resist. Ready, and possibly waiting for a while. Now, would you recognize when I started doing hypnosis? Is it the tone of my voice, or maybe the words that I'm using? Sounds that go down, or flowing deeply fascinating things, etc., etc. You know, those things that hint at hypnosis happening. But for now, you're merely ready to resist. Properly prepared to go against whatever is being thrown your way, especially a delightfully relaxing trance. Because going with the trance, allowing yourself to be guided into that state, even though it would mean that you're feeling all nice and calm and relaxed and able to let go of those worries, it would also mean that you'd be hypnotized, that you lost. Of course, for that to happen, I would actually have to start. Now, of course, you're very ready to resist. You're alert, paying attention to what I'm doing and making sure that I'm not trying to sneak in any special or suspicious words that slowly flow past your mind, etc., etc. Things like that. We don't want those. We want you to be ready, to be prepared, focused. So incredibly ready to resist that if any hypnosis were to happen, that you'd be able to try and resist as best as you can. To really give it the good old fight and make sure that you don't land in that absolutely delightful state of trance. Best not to think of it at all. Because if you think about the result, you might get distracted and you'd miss any nice or suggestive words that I'm using. And even pauses can have meaning. Then again, you're ready. You're prepared for any hypnosis that might happen. And you may agree or disagree with the agreement that you feel, but that's okay. As long as you're ready, as long as you're prepared for anything that could possibly happen. So when does it start? You've already been listening for over 5 minutes and you do feel focused. Maybe there is something happening, maybe not. But you're still ready to resist. And being so prepared and so focused on that resistance helps a lot in keeping your head clear of everything else. Even though I might drone on and on about all these things that could possibly happen and how nice it would feel to relax, it's best not to be distracted. Keep your mind clear of everything else and focus on resisting, trying your best to hold on, clear thoughts, focus, paying attention, making sure that nothing sneaks by you, even if it sounds very nice to just close your eyes and let yourself drift for a moment. And it's okay if you sometimes catch yourself sinking down a little bit, because every time it happens, you can just wake up again and remember to be focused and alert. Clear your mind of everything else, ready to resist. And whenever the hypnosis will happen, you will be prepared. You'll be so ready for the hypnosis, so ready for whatever happens, that it won't even take you by surprise. You'll be so properly prepared, your mind so clear and focused on the goal, that you just know that you can keep your mind to the task at hand. You are entirely ready. Unless, of course, you found your eyes closed for a moment, in which case you might need to wake yourself up a bit. It's okay to struggle, it's okay to have some difficulty or feel distracted sometimes. It's pretty difficult to keep your focus on one thing. And you have to be careful. If you let yourself get distracted, I might sneak by you and pull you down into that delicious state of trance again. And of course, we don't want that. We want to make sure that you're ready, prepared, focused, clear head, blank mind, simply ready, so focused on a single task, ready in case of any accidental hypnosis happening. So make sure to keep your eyes, your mind, your body focused on the task. And it's okay if you want to relax a little bit, because the more relaxed your body is, the easier it is to focus. Maybe you want to adjust a bit or let your body just settle. The more settled it is, the easier it is to keep your head clear, free from distractions, ready to resist. Now what I'll do is I'll actually start doing some hypnosis, and I'm sure that you're incredibly ready by now. I will start with a simple countdown, and just pay attention at how capable you are at resisting it right now. I can count down from 10 to 1, and I'm sure that your eyes just want to remain open and fight that wonderful feeling of slowly closing with the numbers, even though every number will feel more relaxing than the last, even though you're aware at how nice it could feel to give in to the hypnosis. You're ready to resist. So pay attention. Focus on the task at hand. 10. Even if it would feel so nice to relax. 9. Remain focused. 8. Making sure that you don't accidentally give in. 7. No matter how relaxing it might feel. 6. Even if it pulls you down. 5. You're so ready to focus. 4. Paying attention. 3. Noticing every count. 2. Let yourself sink deeper. Focused and alert still. If you've accidentally closed your eyes, you can open them again and be proud of yourself that you were so ready, prepared for the hypnosis, for anything that could or would happen. Go ahead, take a nice deep breath and let go now. You did so good at being ready. You can drop and let go now. You've been so focused for so long, the quiet in your mind just feels palpable, doesn't it? And now imagine how nice it would be to try and resist to wake up. In a moment, I'm going to tell you to wake, and I want you to be ready to resist by going even deeper. I'm sure you'll show me how good you are at focusing and resisting as you wake deeper. And it's okay if you feel a little confused, if you dropped your thoughts as we were doing this. Even as you wake even deeper or drop even further, you're so ready to be hypnotized. So go ahead, take one more deep breath, and then let your whole body relax. And now, if you want, you can let go of everything else. Enjoy a clear, blank mind. A blank, empty state. And the more you focused, the easier it got. Even if part of your mind is still focused and resisting, right now you can let it go and bathe in the beautiful warmth and calm of hypnotic trance. And once you are ready, you can let yourself go even deeper. I will count down purely for the sake of a sound that guides you further. And after that countdown, a simple wake will work like normal again. 10. That's right. 9. Very good. 8. Well done. 7. Even more relaxed. 6. It feels so nice. 5. To let go. 4. Even deeper. 3. And now that you've gone so nice and deep, you've learned how good it can feel to go into trance, and how much fun it can be to try and resist. You did so well. So in a moment, I'm going to count you back up. And when I do, I'd like you to give your body the opportunity to stretch or move after you wake up and really notice how good and comfortable it can be to be in trance. You did so well. So let's begin the nice count up. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And take a moment for your body. Let yourself properly awaken. And you did really good. Thank you for listening. Have fun.